Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
60 WQAM.
I said that Mayor Carlos Jimenez might be on the line last segment or this segment, and he is. And the thing is, I don't want to make him wait too long, as we do with a lot of guests, because, as we were saying, he's probably busy.
He's the mayor. Bring him on.
All right. I'm going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Mayor Carlos Jimenez, Miami-Dade County. This is a very special day, as you heard in Solana's update there. So, Miami is part of United 2026, which is United States, Canada, and Mexico. And today, this morning, we got the exciting news that this triumvirate of nations will host the 2026 World Cup, and Miami is going to be part of it. So I guess we start, Mayor, with congratulations.
Well, not so fast. So
I take it all back.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the United States, Mexico, and Canada. We're one of 23 cities that is vying to be a host city for a number of games. I believe they've already chosen New York to be the site of the final. So we believe there's going to be between 6 and 8 cities chosen in the United States.
Okay, because
I
looked at a map of it this morning, this United bid, and I looked at all the cities, and my personal take was there's no way that they can't do this in Miami, but obviously you don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. But what's the next step for Miami-Dade County?
Look, hey, I'm really confident that we're going to get it. I'm also, fairly confident we're going to get a semifinal here. So, that's not safe, but I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. So what we have to do is, we have a host committee. We have to, basically fortify that host committee. I am sure that we put an application in, but I'm sure that there's going to be details that have to be worked out. But I'm very confident that Miami will be the site. Hopefully, we'll get anywhere between 6 and 10 games, and hopefully, we will also get the one of the semifinals. And so that would be a huge home run for us. This is Super Bowl times like 5, and so it's really great news, and it's great news that U.S. and Canada and Mexico got it, but I think it's also going to be very, very good news for us, and we'll get the final determination probably in a couple years.
And Mayor, trying to get the team down here, soccer growing in South Florida, the entertainment factors there, I know, but how else would the World Cup move the bar for the city, like in other facets, financially? Just how does it move a bar? How does that help a city?
Well, look, we figure that a Super Bowl gives us between $200 to $300 million of economic benefit every time we have one here. So when you're talking about the World Cup, which is a Super Bowl on steroids, and you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in to the local economy, it's in the summertime when our hotel season is usually pretty low. So we're going to get thousands of additional visitors come to our hotels, shop at our shopping centers, go to our restaurants, and add to the local economy. So it's great. Then finally, all the eyes of the world are going to be, on Miami and other cities, but, Miami looks pretty good on TV. And so just the advertising value of that is worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars just in that. So all of that is good news. Plus the fact that our local fans here are going to be able to, watch World Cup games right here in their hometown.
Yeah, semifinal game would be ridiculous. Mayor Carlos Jimenez is with us. So what is the timetable then? You said we'll probably find out in a couple of years. So do you know what the next step is that and who's the Miami committee headed by? Is it you?
No, because of certain liabilities, we put in the application, but we'll name a host committee. We have one for the for the application that was actually headed by the Greater Miami Visitors and Convention Bureau. But like I said, I'm sure we're going to have to beef this up because there's going to be a substantial commitment by the community in order to host these games. And so the devils are always in the details. That's what needs to be hammered out in the next couple of years. Plus, you know, the National Host Committee is going to have to determine which of the cities actually are going to host these games. So I believe there's, like I said, 23 cities that are vying for it. I would believe that maybe 8 to 10 U.S. cities would end up getting the games. And so, again, I think we are in really good shape. Got to thank Mr. Ross for his investment in the Hard Rock Stadium. Had it not done that, then we would not be in this position. I know that the international soccer community, whenever they come here and look at the stadium, they're really, you know, really, really excited about it, really, really impressed with what they've done down there in the Hard Rock. And so I would say that we're in very, very good shape to land, be a host city, and also land one of the semifinals.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is with us. Are you yourself a soccer fan? Are you excited for the World Cup to begin tomorrow?
I'm a soccer fan. I'm not all that excited about the World Cup. The U.S. is not playing. But I am becoming more and more of a soccer fan. You know, I'm an American football fan. I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Heat fan. But soccer's starting to grow on me. And definitely, I'm a huge fan of the World Cup since it's going to bring hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefit to the people of Miami-Dade. So I'm a big fan. So I will become a big fan and make sure that, you know, we're one of the cities. And then, you know, hopefully we can enjoy World Cup soccer and the entire atmosphere here in our community. I think it's going to be very, very cool.
Today is June 13th, 2018. How many ticket requests do you have already for a World Cup in 2026?
I haven't checked my email yet. I probably won't either. But I'm sure that by 2020, in a couple of years when we're selected, I'm sure I'm going to have a heck of a lot more people calling me to get dibs on some tickets. You know, I'll give you my number before I leave, okay?
I appreciate that. That's kind of what I was digging at.
Yeah, I
got it. Mayor, is it a known effort from the city, like, to encourage soccer? Because the thing with Beckham and the MLS team, and then we had the friendly that Stephen Ross brought over to Hard Rock Stadium.
He's got friendlies coming all the time that sell very well.
And just that, Mayor, like, is that a coincidence, or are y'all really trying to embrace soccer down here?
Well, number one, we are trying to embrace soccer. 60% of the people that live in Miami-Dade actually weren't born here. Many come from Central and South America, and you know that they're huge soccer fans. Steve Ross is making a concerted effort of turning his stadium into a big soccer venue. You know, the most successful soccer match in the United States ever was El Clasico last year here in Miami-Dade. That goes a long way toward our bid to host these games. We obviously are as helpful as we can be to have been to the Beckham Group to try to get them, land the franchise, which we did, and we're continuously talking to them about their location, their stadium, et cetera, and trying to make that happen. They're going to foot the bill. They're going to build it on their dime, but everything that we can do to help them achieve that, for me, it's better. You know, every great community has great venues. Every great community has different activities for all of its citizens. And so we have performing arts centers, we have football stadiums, baseball stadiums, basketball arena, and now we're going to have a great soccer venue in the MLS venue. But Hard Rock is also a great, great soccer venue. So yeah, we do. We get involved and trying to move it along as much as possible because it's part of what makes it great to live here in Miami.
Your best guess, 2026 comes along here, and let's say we are one of the cities for the World Cup. Do you think Miami will be an MLS powerhouse? I'm not talking about in the standings, but I'm talking fan-wise, having been embraced by the community. Will Miami be an MLS powerhouse by the time 2026 rolls around in the World Cup?
My guess, yes, because you have David Beckham is behind it, and then the ownership group is committed to making Miami not only an MLS powerhouse, but eventually a world powerhouse. So, competing for, I guess, what they call the club championships, from the world. So I've seen their plans, what they want to do with building an academy here in South Florida and Miami-Dade to train our youth to play, you know, world caliber kind of soccer, so that the next Messi will come out of could come out of Miami, could come out of our community. That's the commitment that they're making, and so soccer is on the rise. I mean, everybody, you don't see that. I mean, everybody can see that soccer is on the rise, not only here in Miami, but around the country. And we have some great athletes that come from South Florida, so I would not be too surprised if in the very near future, you know, you'd have some major stars coming out of the United States, and especially South Florida, as we put more of an emphasis on training them the right way, coaching them up the right way, and then our athletes from here will be world-renowned athletes in soccer as they should be.
So Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is here to tell us that today, while a celebratory day in South Florida and for North America, specifically for 2026 World Cup, we should temper the excitement just a touch until it's official that Miami is one of the actual cities.
Well, keep, you know, temper it by 10%. You can be 90% because I'm more than 90% certain that we're going to be one of the cities. But, you know, like I said, I never count my chickens before they hatch. We have some work to do, and we will, you know, be very diligent in that. But how our community is viewed around the world, we're an international city. We have an airport that has more airlines than any other airport in the United States, so it's easy to get here. We have a world-class venue in the Hard Rock. We're also a great city to visit and have fun in. So this is a lot different than it was back in 1994. This city is completely different, and I'm very confident that we're going to be one of the eight cities. They really wanted us to apply, and so that, if that tells you anything, that they really wanted us to apply, they called and asked us to apply. So that has to count for something.
Is it possible to use your power as mayor to create some sort of committee that I could chair?
That would guarantee you some tickets.
No, I was going to go a different place where we could bring some things back to Miami that I miss. I'm 48 years old. Like, I'd like to bring back Burdines per se. So
Burdines, huh?
So if we can get maybe the county behind this and I can chair the committee, the Rascal House,
I can create something like that. The bring back the old Staples committee. I can do that. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Can I be considered for chairman of that committee?
I will certainly consider you to be the chair of bringing back the old Staples. You know, I miss Royal Castle. You know, there's only like one left. I mean, that I'd like to bring back. I love those little hamburgers, you know.
And the not just that. What's the when I went to University of Miami, you had on US1 there, Swenson's, which I don't think is there anymore.
It's still there?
Okay, Swenson's.
There,
all right, so the committee's doing a good job there. I'm doing good. I'm already getting plaudits for that one. But Specs Music is gone, and Peaches Records and Tapes is gone. I'd like to bring those back.
I think that's gone. But you know what? I mean, Records and Tapes, that's going to be a pretty tough haul, you know. Pretty hard lift to bring back records.
This committee's not scared is not scared of the tough lift. I just want you to know, if named chairman.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, I'll put it together, fly by our commission and see. We want to create the committee to bring back old Staples of Miami. And then you'll be right on top of it.
Okay.
List,
fair enough. Okay. I'm excited about this.
Hey, man, that's a little tough. Yeah, I just need you to expunge my record. Can we get that worked out, bro?
How about a committee to expunge Channing Crowder's record?
That's a little higher than higher up. You're going to have to call the governor on that one.
Okay.
That's excellent.
But I'll put in a good word for you.
Thank you.
Mayor Carlos Jimenez, again, he has told us he does expect the city to be one of the cities, Miami, to be one of the cities that actually gets some of the World Cup games, maybe even a semifinal game. And he's thinking about the returning the old Staples committee that I am pitching to him. So big day for the city of Miami. And I mean, big day, more than anyone could have imagined. It's exciting. We are excited about this. It's a huge story, and it is 2026, man. That will be something. Like Crowder was saying earlier in the show, like, how does this compare to a Super Bowl? You said a Super Bowl times five. I think it might even be greater than that.
Yeah, well, this is at least a month event when you're talking about it, in terms of the preparation beforehand, getting the, I'm sure they'll have a a fan zone, all those things. This is more, you know, a Super Bowl is like maybe a couple of weeks. This is more like a month. And so it's much, much bigger than a Super Bowl. You know, the audience, et cetera, everything, sponsorships, all that. It's Super Bowl times five. So we're excited, and I'll be really excited in a couple of years when they name us officially, and then we know what we're going to get, and then the hard work starts, the preparation, and all. But you know we're a big event town, and we've hosted more Super Bowls than anybody else, so we know how to throw a good party. We know how to put on an event. We've got great departments, and we've got great people down here that know how to do it, and so I'm confident that it'll go off very well, and everybody will be happy, and we'll have great matches down here. So I look forward to it too in 2026.
Mayor Carlos Jimenez, thank you for making time for us, Mayor. We appreciate
it. My pleasure. All right. Yeah, you guys have a good one.
All right.
I'll talk to the governor about that thing for you, Crowder.
Appreciate you, Mayor. Just slide him a text or something. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, man.
See ya.
Talk Mayor, to you guys later.
Mayor right, Carlos bye-bye. Jimenez. I love my committee idea.
I had to shoot my shot.
Hey, man, and you took it.
Man, I just looked
it.
At my record this morning.
I loved it.
Like, they ain't dropped that yet.
I think he may get something. He may get something done for you.
Super Bowl, World Cup, all that combined in your mouth. That's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
Woo!
That wasn't good. Was that a? Because you were talking about how good the stuff is.
I'm with you, man.
Like how great it is,
but
it's
nervous.
Now it's consumed.
Have me nervous for a second.
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They've been down here since 1951, owned and operated by the same wonderful family. They know what they're doing. They've been in Hollywood, Florida. It's a tradition every game, every holiday, pretty much every day for the Crowder family. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market and thousands of other families jump on the bandwagon. We have space for you to come get this delicious food. They have it all. The fish dip, the crab dip, the free-range eggs, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, two different types of lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans and scallops and oysters and everything you can think of. In the freezer, alligator meat, frog legs, escargot. Go to DelawareChicken.com. I'm trying to tell you everything. I know I missed some stuff because they have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out exactly what you want and call them in advance. The food's delicious, the prices are great, and they'll save you time. Call them in advance. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. Saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. That's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And some of those deals going on right now. The gourmet stuffed scallops. They're stuffed with all the little stuffing and the little delicious little flavors and the scallop, and it's 4 ounces. It is a meal in itself. It's only $2.09 each. Royal red shrimp, cleaned already, shell off, good to go, ready to cook, $12.99 a pound. Wild-caught catfish, whole $3.99. Filleted $4.99. Italian-style turkey sausages, hot and mild. We eat them for breakfast almost every morning, $5.99 a pound. And jumbo chicken wings, only $2.99 a pound. They're saving you money. They're saving you time. They're giving you delicious food. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Hockman and Crowder.
Driven by your South Florida Buick. Radio.com. Radio.com.
I just tweeted out, very excited. Mayor Jimenez has just said he would consider me for chairman of a new committee to bring back some old Miami staples. I'll be working on getting Rascal House and Peaches Records and Tapes back soon. I'm asking via Twitter for other ideas. Friend of mine texting me, she says, JJ's Diner. I think that's the first place I ever ate after I enrolled at University of Miami.
JJ's?
JJ's. Lums. Oh, wings and things.
What about the original Diamonds, the little one under the highway? Man, it used to be good in there.
Miami High Lies, that still exist? That's
beer.
Still open?
It's a beer.
I mean, you'd know better than anybody.
I know.
You?
I should know that.
The Dania High Lie is a casino now.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still High Lie there, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a lot nicer. I have my boat's right over there.
You can't have a casino without a parimutuel license, so they have to keep High Lie going. But what it... Don't even get me started, man. What it is... a shell of what High Lie used to be.
But it was always the same game.
Oh, the game is the same, yeah.
just the.
But there used to be 10,000 seats in there, and now to watch the highlight portion of it, I'm not kidding you. There's about 60 seats.
But we've talked about this, you know, before. It's the same game with less people. Did people just smarten up and see, hey, this isn't that impressive, slinging this little ball around with this net on your hand?
No, there's just so many more options to gamble. That was one of the few options to gamble.
So it wasn't the pull of the athleticism of the game. It was that I can bet on this game legally.
Yer.
Okay. Now it's understood.
Yeah,
that's why you know better than most.
There'd have been 10,000 people to watch racquetball if you could gamble on it.
I understand fully now.
Very excited about this opportunity afforded me by Mayor Carlos Jimenez. This is going to be some kind of committee.
How would it work? Places that went out of business, you're going to give them money?
Right. We have to give them, like, you know, like you subsidize a stadium or whatever. Well, we will subsidize, say, Lums if they want to open a lunch counter.
I know this is something for the committee, but is there going to be any initiative to not let it fold like it did the first time?
Yeah, we'll subsidize it. But then...
It's a money pit.
Then you got... Well, I'm not going to subsidize it forever. This committee is no person's laughing stock.
I thought my question was way better.
We'll get people started with some of the old staples and then you know, let it do its thing.
How much you need to get paid?
Me for the committee? I'm doing this for the love of the city.
Oh.
This is about the love of the city.
You're going to be cutting corners
with
the sponsorships?
Yeah.
Love that money.
But it's got to be Miami, because I'm thinking of places like that were in Broward, but it's got to be Miami-Dade County. Things that you want to return. Don't text in the Orange Bowl. I can't do that. I can't work magic.
They said they love it.
There's a ballpark there, though. Like, I can't bring it back. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to put the Orange Bowl somewhere else, it's not the Orange Bowl.
You got to get the Mitty stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, fifth or sixth year, the Orange Bowl.
What would we bring back?
It's a good question, because when things fold, there's a reason behind it.
The Riviera Theater on US-1, is that still there, the Riviera Theater across from UM?
Yep. G5. They call Diamonds G5 now.
So is it the same?
Nope. The Little Diamonds. Free entry. Bullet wounds. Cesarean cuts. Nowadays, they're bringing in all this just beautiful people. I don't need these beautiful people. I need normal people.
Mervyn's? Does anybody remember Mervyn's?
Mervyn's.
Yeah.
No, and I know why they folded.
It was a clothing store. I mean, it was a national chain, but they had them down here.
Tobacco Road.
Oh, Tobacco Road. Monty's. Isn't Monty's closed now?
No. On the water?
What am I thinking of? Something just closed. Something just closed around there.
I hope not, because Monty's on a Friday night.
Is that where the pool's right next door, that Monty's?
No, it's like right on a dock overlooking
the bay. Yeah, and there's a pool right next door on the deck. You ain't been on Friday night. You just talking about what you heard from your big brother. Look at you.
Look at you. The Miami Soul?
No, the owner of
the Monty's. WNBA team? I'm bringing them back. The committee. The committee is bringing them back. I'm going to talk with Ron Rothstein.
Right, he does need a job.
Yeah, I'm going to talk with Ron Rothstein. This could happen. Yeah.
WNBA.
Yeah, this is coming together.
We're good at now. We'll fill a stadium.
The Miami Hooters. Remember them? The Arena Football League team?
I do. I've only seen pictures. I don't remember them actually being around.
The Miami Hooters, I think, existed for one season. Oh, yeah. It's happening now.
MJ, owner of Monty's.
Did he text you?
I can text him. I'm not going to, you know, waste my text. I only waste my text when I want his table.
You're
fool with people. When you got a little in, you'll just fool with people all day.
Hey, you
got
to keep that conversation flowing.
Only time I reach out is when, hey, man, I'm coming to hang out at your establishment. Watch out for me.
Our friend John Michaels in Atlanta, he tweets at me, strawberries or pack jam? The Kitchen Club. That's back from my UM days, the Kitchen Club.
The Kitchen Club.
Grand Prix Race-A-Rama. Skipper Chuck. People want to bring back Skipper Chuck.
What is that?
Committee can't do that. Well, he's dead.
Oh, God rest his soul. Do you think bringing back something would work? Legit?
Oh my God. I mean, nostalgia is all the rage. Like nostalgia.
But why is it not going to fail again if it's a great business?
You're telling me if Bennigan's reopened, you wouldn't go there?
I don't think so. I think if they, you know what? The what, Ruby Tuesday's still open?
Yes.
Bennigan's closed. Bennigan's is garbage because Ruby's Tuesdays is it's damn near a cafeteria.
Yeah, I don't get Ruby Tuesday. I don't understand.
But they're still open.
I know.
I've walked in Ruby Tuesdays three different times, looked at the menu, and I'm like, why do I keep coming? There's nothing I like.
Bennigan's, though. Bennigan's would work.
I'll tell you, the Piccadilly. The Piccadilly, that fried okra. Now you're talking.
Piccadilly doesn't exist anymore?
I haven't seen them in years.
Morrison's? Does Morrison's exist?
Is that a buffet place?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen a Morrison's. They got that Golden Corral now.
Oh, yeah. That's the, yeah.
They don't believe in salt. You've been to Golden Corral?
What's the rib place? Not Tony Roma's. What was the other one that was so damn popular?
Shorty's.
No, well, Shorty's. Shorty's a great call to bring back.
Oh, no, it's still
exists. It's still there?
There's two of them, yes.
On US 1, like way down there?
Yeah, there's one on Bird Road, and there's one on US 1.
What's the rib place, though? Because, like, Tony Roma's was the place for ribs, but the other was a place for ribs. It's a dude's name. I can't think of it. There's one in Pompano.
Hmm.
Bobby Rubino's. Gotta bring back Bobby Rubino's to Dade County.
I've never been.
Bobby Rubino's.
I'll bring back chivalry. Really do.
How about like Miami Vice style? You know, like unconstructed blazers with a t-shirt underneath.
Some people would be happy.
Oh, man. If I could bring back mullet and stonewashed jeans, acid wash jeans.
You know, Solana, is that Miami Vice look cool again? Because y'all are weird now.
I'd rock it.
No, seriously, y'all wear tight pants, you wear capri pants, yeah. It's just men, women, everybody just dresses alike now.
Yeah, I think you could pull off the Miami Vice. If you have, like, the hamburger meat popping out of the shirt, yeah. The gold chain, maybe, like, the nice car would help.
Nice car always helps.
Well, my committee's going to get to work on this. Someone wants a Kenny Rogers Roasters back. I will try. Service merchandise, of course, and someone texts in Rascal House, but that's where this all started, actually. That's how I asked the mayor if this was a possibility, and he seemed to be open to it. He also seemed to be open to expunging your criminal record.
I like that one better. We need to get a presentation ready for him.
All right, fair enough. You know how to do PowerPoint, Solana?
I'm proficient in PowerPoint.
You're hired.
At least my resume says so.
I want you to change that to your Twitter bio. I'm proficient in PowerPoint.
That's not on your resume.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I've never had to write a resume.
Yeah, of course not. You never did like a recruitment tape, though, or anything?
For what?
To get recruited.
To football?
No, backgammon.
All you need to do to get recruited football is play football. That's all they're concerned with.
Well, sometimes you got to sell yourself a little bit, like you're a bubble player.
I wasn't no damn bubble player until I got to the league. I was hell in high school and college. I'll tell you that now.
Everybody likes, speaking of the nostalgia, the throwback Marlins jerseys last weekend.
Those were cool.
I might bring that back permanently.
The committee.
Manhattans. Remember Manhattans?
You bring up stuff from the 80s.
You weren't there. You live somewhere else.
I got here in heaven. I was in my mom's stomach, 83. Like, you're going too far back.
Jay Byron's. There you go. All right.
Gold Coast Skating Rink.
That was before my time.
Would a skating rink work?
I think they still have skating rinks.
But it wouldn't be big as back in the day?
No.
Because kids don't like physical activity anymore.
Well, the thing is, kids, the only place to get together to see kids, like, would be at a location. So a roller rink would be one of them. But kids today, via text and video games, they're connected all day and all night. So it's different. Life is different. You don't need those places. Yeah, you don't need that.
Well, you should need it still. It's a tragedy. They're talking on the headphones with the walkie-talkie. Oh, shoot him. Kneel down. Get him behind me, Fortnite. Out.
There you go. He's Gran Torino. You are Gran Torino.
Old school.
Don Carter's Lanes. Every city needs a Don Carter's.
Bowling alley?
Yeah.
I grew up right there.
Don
right,
Carter's,
right
yeah,
Don Carter's.
Man.
Wow. You just made me really sad with the Don Carter's reference.
You used to take girls over there?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a nope.
Channing.
Now you're telling your old brother stories again.
I got to talk to everybody about BNT services. I mentioned to you yesterday. So my house, we are getting impact windows and doors because we were tired of being the plywood people during hurricane season. And last hurricane season, it was enough already. And so we said, you know what? We are making the move, and my wife and I, we called BNT Services, and Brett and Tom came out to the house, and they helped us pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. Well, fast forward to this past Monday after, you know, it's a process. You got to get the permitting. You have to have them come out, do the measurements and whatnot, and so it's a process. And this Monday, they came out and they started the installation. Yesterday, they finished the installation. And today, at the Hockman House, beautiful impact windows and doors. We are thrilled. And not only are we thrilled that we went with BNT Services, we are thrilled with the care that they gave us from the first visit out to the house to the installation yesterday and Monday. It was top notch. So thank you, BNT Services. And I highly recommend to anyone listening right now that's thinking about impact windows and doors for their house, especially as hurricane season is already upon us, I highly recommend calling BNT Services. Let them help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors for your house. They specialize in impact windows and doors with over 25 years experience. Their staff will help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors that work best for your home. So don't wait another day. I'm telling you, you will be so thrilled that you made the decision. My wife and I, we can't believe it took us 7 years to finally do this after moving into our house. Call my friends Brett and Tom right now at BNT Services, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com.
Radio.com.
I should remind everybody, I think I told you earlier in the show, we are celebrating 25 years as one territory with a special Florida Panthers 25th anniversary happy hour event. Downtown Himmershey Village, it's this Friday, 4 till 8 p.m. Crowder and I are going to be broadcasting live starting at 2 o'clock from Apothecary inside Pizza Craft. And you can get all the details right now at WQAM.com. We are certainly looking forward to that broadcast on Friday from Apothecary inside Pizza Craft. Where were you?
You started without me?
I mean, it's really not up to me to start, per se.
Well, well, well. You see your importance.
What were you doing?
I was talking to Dono. We're just really talking about life.
He is an award winner, so I can't even. Talking with Dono is going to make you a better broadcaster, so I have no issue with it.
Thank you so much. I was just getting better. I was training, Coach.
We're working on getting some sound for you. The headline on, you working on that, Solana?
Yeah, Tito, he produces the Alex Dono Show. He's going to help me out, and we may have it in the next couple minutes.
Because the headline on NFL.com, Jarvis Landry, : I didn't have a good relationship with Tannehill.
That's damn Jarvis. You got paid. Leave us alone. Why is he sitting there picking on the dog? Leave him alone.
I mean, this is unbelievable, right? Now we're going to find out that the receiver who caught the most passes in the history of any four-year guy, he didn't have a good relationship with the quarterback? Makes you think. If he did.
Come on, man.
What?
Come on, man. This is ridiculous. What? Jarvis is making himself look silly. And I like Jarvis. I really do like Jarvis. I like his personality. I like his energy. He's making himself look silly right now.
Landry doubled down on his assessment of his former Dolphins quarterback when speaking with NFL Network's Andrew Siciliano. It's an interview that aired Wednesday, so today. I'm not surprised, Landry said when asked why he had not heard from Tannehill since his departure. We really didn't have a good relationship anyway, so I'm not surprised. Landry continued, I wasn't trying to look back in the rearview mirror, you know. I'm focused on here and where we're taking it. I wasn't trying to take a shot at him. I understand how hard every guy in the NFL works, especially at the position, especially at the quarterback position. But at the same time, too, I give credit where credit is due. Which means he's not giving credit because there's no credit due.
He's praising Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield and dogging the quarterback that, with him, caught 400 damn balls. He's embarrassing himself right now.
It says, now with Tyrod Taylor in Cleveland, Landry told NFL Network that there's a better sense of camaraderie in Berea than he ever felt in Miami.
2 days. 2 days. 2 days? You feel that in 2 days. You haven't played a game with any one of these quarterbacks, but they're that much better than Tannehill, and you've been around them 48 hours.
Remember we had Dave Hyde on yesterday, and he said you might be better off, especially Ryan Tannehill, might be better off listening to some of these criticisms. You're diminishing them. You're throwing them out the window, and maybe there is something here. A guy that was this good at receiver saying, yeah, I didn't have a relationship with him. I didn't have a good relationship with him.
Jarvis Landry, Greg Jennings, and who else was it? It was three names.
Mike Pouncey.
Pouncey's excited to play with Rivers. Jarvis is the one dogging Tannehill and honestly saying that the quarterbacks are better there. It's a fact that Jarvis is wrong. Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield are not as good as Tannehill right now. It just flat out they're not. So that he started out with a wrong statement, and everything he says now is going to get more correct.
But you've got to give some credence to the fact if somebody was that productive and they're telling you, I didn't have a good relationship with the quarterback, he's not just making it up, is he?
He's angry because he's in Cleveland right now and he could have been in South Florida enjoying his life with his little baby girl. But no, they wouldn't give him his money, so he had to go to Cleveland to get his money because he was chasing that sack. Like, the Jarvis Landry story is not a secret. He wanted to be a Dolphin. He wanted to stay here. He gave him a contract. He wanted 14 a year. They were going to give him 12. He wanted to stay and sign a long-term deal to play under Ryan Tannehill, who he hates. If the Dolphins would have gave him $13 million, he would have been a Miami Dolphin happily, and he wouldn't have said a damn word. But now he goes and gets paid somewhere else and just keeps attacking Tannehill. I don't understand it. And he started with a false statement by saying Baker Mayfield's better than Tannehill. You could argue about Tyrod Taylor. I don't want to look the numbers up. Right now, as we sit here today, Baker Mayfield has played zero NFL games. Ryan Tannehill started 77 in a row for you before hurting his knee.
I'm just telling you, you don't leave a franchise that you've been with for 4 years, and get to a new franchise,
you don't start
giving headlines to NFL Network that say, I didn't have a good relationship with Tannehill. Like, you don't see that from receivers.
You miss your ex. Why is he still talking about him?
Tannehill? This is that breadcrumb stuff that I'm telling you about where at the end you look back and you go, yeah, you know what? Now I see about Ryan Tannehill. It may have taken me 7 seasons, but look at all these breadcrumbs. We did this when LeBron left. I'm telling you, you're just discounting all this stuff. Like, receivers don't do this about the quarterbacks that they played with for 4 years unless it was a known schism, and there wasn't.
I know. There wasn't until they didn't give Jarvis his money, Hawk. You have to see what went on. If Jarvis flat out wanted to leave here, why would he be upset about not getting a long-term deal?
Why hasn't Ryan Tannehill reached out to him since he was traded?
Hell! You don't reach out to guys after they get traded or cut.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Oh,
their whole entire life changed.
They were teammates for 4 years.
Don't give 7 damns. You think every receiver that gets released, the quarterback reaches out to him?
Yes.
Hawk, that's naive.
Yes.
Huh.
A receiver is important as Jarvis Landry was to Ryan Tannehill's numbers.
And then he's not.
You don't say, I wish you well. Hey, man, sorry you're not back. Like, you don't, you just,
no.
Oh, you're gone. I'm not talking to you.
You're calling him in condolences for.
Not condolences.
So what are you calling
all?
Him for?
He deserves celebration for the contract that he got.
He went and got paid.
Congrats, bro.
You need that after you get $100 million? You don't need anything. You need to move on with your damn life and leave this man alone.
That's
He's being
crazy.
Petty.
That's crazy talk.
He's being petty.
That's crazy to not reach out to someone. Crazy.
There's been a bunch of receivers that moved this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's some that left places worse than Ryan Tannehill at quarterback?
Because
there's a lot of quarterbacks worse. You will agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there no other receivers dogging their former quarterback?
That's my question to you.
Because they're classy and they're not butthurt. Jarvis is butthurt because he wanted to be in South Florida.
Or maybe the quarterback that he's talking about wasn't a great leader.
So Jarvis can see it, but nobody in the organization can see it. But Jarvis.
Well, I think some people in the organization do see it.
And they
I do.
And they're not doing anything about it to replace him. But Jarvis evaluates quarterbacks. The same quarterback that him and Jarvis set NFL records. How can you badmouth a guy that you set an NFL record with?
Who's been more successful in the NFL the last four seasons, Jarvis Landry or Ryan Tannehill?
Jarvis.
Well, there you go.
There you go, my butt. That doesn't mean you can evaluate a player.
So you believe Ryan Tannehill is a better barometer of what's going on?
If Ryan Tannehill badmouthed Jarvis Landry, I would say, Ryan, shut up. Your butt hurt because he left the Dolphins and wouldn't take the $12 million. You threw this man the ball 200 times a season. The proof's in the pudding. Jarvis is butt hurt about not getting his money in Miami. This is 2 days in a row he's been badmouthing Dolphins, and there's not one other player in the NFL on a new team talking bad about his prior
team. That's the part that gives me pause.
And that makes me look at Jarvis funny.
You think we'll have that sound in the next segment, Solana? Yeah? Okay, we'll have the sound from Jarvis in the next segment. I want to talk about Duffy's before we get to it. Now, if you listen to this show, you know that Duffy's one of my favorite places for a great meal with the family. And with World Cup starting tomorrow, got to tell you, Duffy's going to be the perfect spot to watch your favorite team. Uruguay, they play tomorrow, Solana?
They play on Friday at 8 a.m.
All right. I don't think you can go to Duffy's at 8 a.m. on Friday.
That's early for them ribs.
Now, I always try to keep you up to date on all the great things going on at Duffy's. You can enjoy some amazing new menu items. Up your game, lower your calories with Duffy's new healthy options. Tequila lime shrimp tacos, burrata salad, ahi tuna stack, orange ginger mahi. Tonight is Wednesday. That means kids eat free. Not going to worry about, you didn't finish your meal, Johnny.
I will.
But it didn't cost you anything.
You got to finish that plate.
Tomorrow night, it's the barbecue rib fix. And, of course, there's two-for-one drinks all day, every day. Right now, Duffy's also has Duffy's After Dark. From 9 p.m. until close, Sunday through Thursday, enjoy a selection of their fan-favorite appetizers for just $5. Award-winning jumbo wings, firecracker shrimp, Tex-Mex egg rolls, fried mushrooms, loaded potato skins, mozzarella sticks. Only $5 from 9 p.m. till close. That is Sunday through Thursday at every Duffy's except North Miami Beach. And if you're thinking about something to get Dad for Father's Day, I'll get a Duffy's gift card. It's gift card bonus time. Buy $50 in gift cards, get $10 on a bonus card for yourself, which is valid June 18th to August 31st. So you can get your Father's Day gifts handled right now at Duffy's. If you want to find the Duffy's nearest you, check out their website at duffysmvp.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.